bearing down on Florida. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. Ian, now a Category 2 hurricane with sustained winds at 100 miles per hour. Forecasters say the Tampa and St. Petersburg areas appear to be in line for their first direct hit from a hurricane since 1921.
We're in an area right now under a mandatory evacuation order that kicked in for Clearwater Beach. Is Clearwater itself also under an evacuation order? People trying to secure their homes, their cars, even their boats. And with a storm surge impact possible of 5 to 10 feet, that's an incredible amount of water that could be in the area where I'm standing. And so we have thousands of people moving on this massive evacuation effort. They're trying to move people from hospitals, nursing homes, critical care facilities, and just everyone else out of their homes.
Fox's Bill Nunley in Clearwater. Ian is forecast to hit the western tip of Cuba as a major hurricane and then gain strength over the Gulf of Mexico before hitting Florida. A NASA spacecraft has successfully rammed an asteroid in what scientists are calling an unprecedented dress rehearsal of the chance that an asteroid threatens to strike Earth. The mission was the first attempt to shift the position of an asteroid or any other natural object in space. President Biden, in a meeting of his competition council, hailed progress, but said there is still more to do.
The president applauded lower gas prices and other economic wins that he says puts America in a stronger position to deal with global challenges. But he says there is work to be done on an aspect that he says weighs down family budgets.
Unnecessary hidden fees, known in the parlance as junk fees, are hitting families at a time when they can't afford it.
The president specifically cited costs to switch cell phone carriers or book hotel rooms. He hailed many banks ending overdraft fees as a sign that eliminating hidden fees can be done.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
For the first time in 5 years, a U.S. aircraft carrier heads to South Korea for joint drills.
Sending a powerful message to North Korea. More than 20 U.S. and South Korean Navy ships, including the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, are involved in the show of force. The joint exercises are also showcasing air power, with fighter jets and helicopters from both nations taking part. The Allies reviving their large-scale military drills that were smaller or shelved in previous years due to supporting diplomacy with the North or because of COVID-19. North Korea has performed a record number of missile tests this year as it steadfastly rebuffs U.S. and South Korean calls to resume nuclear negotiations. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Hurricane Ian has forced NASA to move its moon rocket off the launch pad and into shelter, adding weeks of delay to the moon orbiting test flight. The $4.1 billion test flight will kick off NASA's return to the moon since the Apollo moonshots of the 1960s and 70s. No one will be inside the crew capsule for the debut launch. Astronauts will strap in for the second mission in 2024, leading to a two-person moon landing in 2025. A leading department store chain announces their seasonal hiring plans.
Macy's plans to hire slightly fewer workers than last year for the upcoming holiday season and will be filling 41,000 seasonal positions for its Macy's, Bloomingdale's, and Blue Mercury stores, supply chain locations, and call centers. The figure is down from last year's 48,000. However, the department store chain says more staffers stayed on from last season. Macy's is among a handful of companies that have already announced hiring plans for the upcoming season, although Walmart Walmart and Michaels have slashed their holiday workforce by a significant amount this year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wall Street stocks go deeper into a slump as fears of a recession grow. The Dow lost 329. The Nasdaq lost 65. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.